Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to... Radio.
It's your girl, Brown Sugar. Here we are, Thursday night live on the live show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. And I want to get the night started tonight with some Hollywood headlines. And, you know, we're just going to have a short but brief segment. And so I wanted to put it out there first and foremost with all my loyal listeners. You know, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in every Thursday night, normally at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. However, tonight we're doing a late night segment. And that's because I had to rearrange my schedule and change some things with my children. But by all means, you know, that's the wonderful thing about working your own radio station and doing your own thing, hosting your own show, is the fact that you can make your schedule do what it do when it's necessary. So here we are, and I just want to say thank you so much for hanging tough with us. Like I said, tonight's a short but sweet segment. So we're going to get into a few Hollywood headlines. Wanted to say what's up, Ed Libs. Thank you for hanging in there with your girl, Brown Sugar. I appreciate you coming through. You know how we get down. And so wanted to start it off with Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys has a new song that is absolutely beautiful. It's called Unthinkable, I'm Ready. And it was co-written by Drake. And the song is touching on interracial relationships, all right? Now, she's getting ready to start her new video, and who she has appearing is Chad Michael Murray. Chad Michael Murray actually appeared on One Tree Hill. This was actually his last season that he was on this particular sitcom. But I wanted to share with you that, you know, he plays Alicia's love interest in the video, okay? And the scene starts in a 1950s era where the possibility of a relationship with each other is frowned upon, okay? So I think this is going to be really interesting. It's directed by Jake Nava, who also has done videos for Beyonce and Britney Spears. And so, you know, if you haven't heard the song, I want y'all to Google it after this segment is over, Unthinkable by Alicia Keys. The song is beautiful. Every time I hear it, that song sends chills through my body because the song is just so deep. And just everything from the music, the melodies, the harmony. I mean, Drake is singing, y'all. He's doing his thing. He's doing the background vocals, but you can hear him. And, you know, it's real subtle. And I expected when they said Alicia Keys featuring Drake for him to actually come onto the single and start rhyming. But he wasn't. He was singing. I was like, you better go, Drake. That brother is a force to be reckoned with, just talented. Speaking of Drake, I don't know if any of you know, but he, when he came onto the scene, he did a mixtape, and it was actually a three-way battle between record labels for Drake. And we all know the final outcome. Young Money actually sealed the deal, but man, can y'all believe that? Yes, they was fighting over my boy Drake, all right? Now, also, too, I want to get into a little bit of Lil Wayne news. Y'all know Lil Wayne is under investigation. He was caught with a contraband. Now, many of you are probably thinking, okay, he had drugs or guns in his cell. But actually, during a routine search, okay, at Rikers, authorities found an MP3 charger and some headphones wrapped in a potato chip bag, all right? And the impact, now this is the deal. Inmates are typically only allowed to purchase an AM/FM radio and headphones from the jail's commissary, all right? So, of course, here we are. They're wondering how on earth did Lil Wayne manage to pull this over? You feel me? So he's under investigation, and they're discovering how the items actually got into the jail. Lil Wayne and the other inmate will both be charged with infractions, and discipline may follow, but it's not yet revealed what penalties the two face. So for now, they have been separated into separate houses, okay? So, interesting. Moving right along, Brian McKnight announced that this will be his last week on the air at KTWV-FM Jazz Station in Los Angeles after hosting the show 3 years, the Brian McKnight Show. He told sources that he enjoyed his time, but also said the 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. slot hampered him playing live at concerts, which sometimes forced him to pre-record programs for KTWV. So the station has recently changed the format to adult contemporary R&B, and management now prefers a live local host every day. So, go ahead, Brian McKnight. I was actually wondering what happened to him because he had that song Anytime. Oh, my goodness. Talk about a song that is just beautiful. We were already talking about Alicia Keys doing her thing, but Brian McKnight was another brother that just came with the love songs. And, he's making it happen. So right now, Brian McKnight is currently writing a book, and he still hosts the Brian McKnight Show on a late night weekend, so y'all can check him out there, okay? Now, this is a trip. Y'all know Bobby Brown had proposed to his long-term manager slash baby mama slash girlfriend, fiance, on stage. I guess he was at a concert. Brother got down with it on one knee and proposed to his baby mama, okay, who they have an 11-month-old son with. Now, how long has he been divorced from Whitney is what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, you figure it takes 9 months to be pregnant. Then the baby 11 months old, we're looking at over 2 years now, right, or just about 2 years. What's going on? He ain't been divorced from Whitney that long. So maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe is that what made her divorce him? Or maybe it has been that long. Shoot, am I losing track of my time? What's going on? I'm trying to figure that out. So anyway, Beyonce's Heat Fragrance, went to go check it out the other day. And, we had that segment on Waffles Hate on Beyonce last week. But I went to go check out her fragrance. Now, mind you, when she launched it, okay, it was the number one fragrance for that week in sales. And also, too, people were waiting in line. I mean, like, I'm telling you, they were giving away platinum, okay? They was in line waiting at Macy's. I mean, the fans were just, all over the place. I've heard mixed reviews. Some people say that it's hot, that it has that magnolia and it has a little spicy sexiness to it. And I've also heard some people say it smells like it's for an old lady. Now, as far as me, I think that's a fragrance that's going to have to grow on me. I prefer more of the citrus. More of the fresh. I'm not a real floral fan. I don't really like a lot of the fragrances that smell too florally, if that's even a word, flowery. I don't like it. Doesn't do nothing for me. But Beyonce's fragrance is different because it does have a hint of citrus in it. And, I don't know. I guess I was expecting something different. Now, the bottle is gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. But when I tried it, I'm actually getting wiser now. I decided, I cannot go into a store and just buy it. I need to wear it because when you put on a fragrance, normally what ends up happening, you spray it, you like it in the store, you get home 2-3 hours later. After your body chemistry is mixed with it, it's a whole different scent. So I've learned, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start trying on the fragrances and wearing them for a day or two. Well, for a day. Can't wear them 2 days. But, just wearing them for that full day. And if I still like it by the end of the day, then I'll go ahead that next day and go back to the store and purchase it. But right now, I don't know. I'm still undecided. I'm so sorry, Beyonce. I don't know. Halle Berry, this is so shocking, getting a divorce or breaking up from her long-term honey. I did not think. Now, it's been rumored they were married, that they were actually married for 5 years. Many of you know that they had a baby together. It was alleged she had another baby on the way. I just think it's sad. Halle Berry, this is her third serious relationship or third husband, that we've known about anyway. You know, and it just seems like she's had the worst luck with men. What's going on there, Haley? Beautiful. How can you be so beautiful, so talented, so rich, and then just have no success in your love life? I guess, hell, you can't have it all, huh? Anyway, Kim Kardashian, this is what was really interesting to me. It's been reported that she actually was the one that leaked the nude pictures of her sister Khloe. Also, too, that she's been gossiping and spreading rumors about her sister. No, excuse me, I said that wrong. Nude pictures of her sister Courtney, the one that just had the baby. But Khloe is the one who's married to Lamar Odom from the Lakers. And it was rumored that she has been spreading nasty rumors and telling personal, if you know, things that Khloe confided in her about her marriage, you know, in order to gain more fame. I hope that's not true, Kim. I hope not. I really like you. But they say that she's, you know, pretty much it's been a rumor that she's been stabbing her sisters in the back in order to gain more fame. Lord, I pray that is not true. The Suns, y'all know my team. Y'all know your girl, Brown Sugar, is originally from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm so proud. Monday, many of you know, it's going to be on and popping for the West Coast Finals, Phoenix Suns against the Lakers. Now, I know we are the Davids in this scenario, and yes, the Lakers are the Goliaths, but you've seen what happened to Goliath, right? I'll tell you, we got to have faith the size of a mustard seed. You hear me? I'm telling you, I don't care. I'm just glad we whooped the Spurs. The Spurs have knocked us out for the last four seasons that we have made it into the playoffs. It was wonderful to see them get swept. It was beautiful to see them get swept. Long as we beat the Spurs, I'm cool. Now, as far as the Lakers, they saying we're going to get swept, this, that, and the other. You know what? I just say they didn't expect to see us make it this far. So I'm proud of them. Go Suns. Now, speaking of basketball, I filled you guys in a little bit last week on Dwayne Wade and the situation with his honey. Now, well, his honey as far as Gabrielle Union honey, not his ex-honey. His wife, whose name I cannot not pronounce, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it, but it's sad. She had filed a lawsuit against Gabrielle stating that she was inappropriate in front of her and Dwayne's children as far as sexually, and she wanted $50,000. Well, Dwayne responded back, and he was just like, oh, no, she needs to get some type of therapy. You know, he said that he's deeply saddened by what's taking place, but he also said that he wants for his ex-wife to receive some type of psychiatric evaluation. That's cold, ain't it? Man. Also on basketball news, many of you seen the very sad loss of LeBron James today. That was horrible. I wanted to cry. You hear me, LeBron? That's my dude. I'm so sad. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like KG too. You know, I'm not a Celtics fan, but I like KG. And I'm you know, they already won. Give it to somebody who ain't won. That's how I feel about the Lakers too. You know, they've won, what, 15 championships? Let's give it to somebody who hasn't won. You know what I mean? Look, I know the Lakers fans ain't trying to hear that, but for real. So, anywho, those are my thoughts as far as what's going on. But poor LeBron, I don't know if it was his elbow. Many are in question what's going to take place as far as his career. You know, what's going to happen now that he, you know, hasn't won with the Cavs. You know, it was rumored he's going to be moving to New York Knicks, and he's changing his jersey number to number 6. So only time, I suppose, will tell, huh? But, man, I'm just really sad because I really expected LeBron to do well. All of us are pretty much shocked. Not saying that the Celtics didn't come with it and bring the A game. I know Rondo is doing his thing. Excellent point guard. He's stepping up to the plate. But it's just a little sad. It's a little, you know, disheartening to see that because especially when you see the Nike commercials and you see Kobe and LeBron going head, you know, going at it one-on-one, head-to-head. You visualize that. Everyone wants to see that, not battle, what's the word, that matchup. I couldn't think of the word. You know, it would be wonderful to see it, and we've been waiting so long. So, anyway, I just want to know what's happening because it's rumored that he's going to New York Knicks. Now, the rapper Fat Joe is saying LeBron James not coming to the Big Apple, saying much as it pains him, Fat Joe says New Yorkers won't be getting NBA superstar LeBron James. What he means by that, I don't know if he's saying he doesn't want him to come in his neck of the woods, or if he actually let's go right to the story here. Okay, he was interviewed on HTG radio, and this is Fat Joe, who owns a street basketball team called the Cheer Squad that plays in Harlem. It weighs in on the chances of New York Knicks snagging the LeBron James. All right, now supposedly LeBron $60 million contract expires at the end of the current season, making him a free agent. Okay, now this is what Fat Joe says. My opinion as just a fan, I don't think we getting LeBron. Okay, so I don't know. We'll see what's up right here. But in the same breath, he offers alternate picks. I would roll up Phoenix forward, Amar Stoudemire, so bad. See, the Knicks ain't had a guy dunk and break that rim in such a long time, man. Who was the best Knicks pound for pound in recent teams? Allen Houston had the best gun, but he was like the clean-cut basic player. Then Fat Joe goes on to say, we ain't had nobody since Latrell Sprewell threw that ball down. Man, I need some dunkers. I'm tired of the basics. I'm tired of them just walking the ball down the court and just passing. Fat Joe continues, Amari Stoudemire and Miami Heat shooting guard Dwayne Wade, if we can pull them two off, that'll be real, real, real ugly. You better leave my Amari Stoudemire alone, Fat Joe. That's my dude. I'm going to tell you, my Phoenix Suns, especially how well we're doing this season, I'm telling you, nobody thought we'd even make it this far. And so definitely, you know, my hat goes off to Stoudemire and the rest of the Suns for doing so well. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens during the season. I don't believe it's going to be a sweep. Do I believe we could beat the Lakers? Man, anything's possible. That's what I have to say. No one thought we could beat the Spurs, okay? And like I said, if we just we got heart, you know what I mean? One thing about the Suns, we're not scared to play. That's for sure. Now, moving on into some more interesting information, Martin Lawrence is going to be live at the Chicago Theater. He's going to be live from May 13th through the 16th. And if you that are seeking tickets, certainly you can check him out. And if you go to the Chicago Theater box office, this is from my Chicago listeners, or you can go to Ticketmaster if you want to call, or if you want to call 1-800-745-3000, certainly you want to grab that. Martin Lawrence was actually out here in Vegas, and he was hilarious. Man, he was funny. And I really enjoyed watching him. You know, I just enjoyed Martin Lawrence, period, because he's just really funny, you know. It was also rumored that Bad Boys 3 is coming out. And so I definitely want for you guys to support that if it does come out. I know some of y'all are saying, how many more sequels can we have? I'm sick of it, but I like Bad Boys. Shoot. Everybody else got 3 sequels. Heck, why we can't, huh? Why they can't? also, too, moving right along. Now, it was reported that Tupac's mother had got pulled over, you guys, for smoking marijuana and arrested. Don't know how true that is, but they did say that it was rumored she had got pulled over. I believe it was a couple of weeks back that she got pulled over for smoking weed and arrested. So just wanted to stay posted on that. No more kids for Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton says, even though she would have loved to have a daughter, many of you know that she has 2 sons by her ex-husband. He used to be in that group, Kerry Lewis. Was his name, gosh, what was it? Was it Mint Condition? Forgot the name, the group he used to be in. But anywho, even though she said she would love to have a daughter, she's been ordered by doctors not to have any more children due to her heart condition. Now, in 2008, I don't know if many of you know this, Toni was hospitalized after experiencing complications related to her, it's called microvascular angina, okay? And doctors fear pregnancy could aggravate her heart condition. She will have to rely on medication for the rest of her life in order to control the condition. Tony says that she's much stronger now and pretty much led a healthy life, but the shop has closed. Bless her heart. So many of you also know that her and her ex-husband, Carrie Lewis, filed for divorce last November. Then we've seen her on national television kissing and tonguing down Trey Songz. So, go on, girl. I guess she's a cougar. Now, speaking of Chloe, Chris and Lamar are ready for Chloe to get pregnant. Chris is Chloe's mother and Kim Kardashian's mother. One grandchild is not enough for the reality TV grandma, Kris Jenner. Sources say that she is allegedly pressuring her daughter, Chloe, who is married to Lamar Odom, to have a baby. Now, Chloe says she is not in a rush to start a family, although Lamar would love for her to have a baby tomorrow. Lamar has two children from a previous relationship, but can't wait to form a family with Chloe. Wow, that is really sweet, considering especially how they dated for 2 months and then got married. I think, hey, if that man loved you that much to marry you and have kids, I mean, I don't know. But then I also wonder, okay, Lamar, you did that so fast. Was you on some rebound stuff or what? Who is you trying to get back? You know what I mean? Do you really love this woman? But I guess he does, because I don't believe a prenup was signed. I don't know. But then, like, we supposed to know all his business, right? Anywho, I don't know if that kind of makes me wonder, because I remember looking at an episode where Chloe was actually taking a pregnancy test and she was bummed that the test came back negative. So I'm like, okay, are you really sad that you, you know, were not pregnant? Do you really want to have a baby? Who knows? But anyway, it's been reported that Chris has gave up on Kim and Reggie since they broke up. So Chloe is the next runner-up. So we will see what happens. I guess also too has been rumored she's pressuring Courtney and Scott to start on baby number two. But I thought she didn't like Scott. Who knows? But anyway, now I told you a little bit. We have 8 minutes remaining, so that's why I'm not taking a commercial break. I'm trying to get all this out. I got so much I want to tell you. Many of you know about the Basketball Wives. That's been airing from Shawnee O'Neal. I'd love to get her on the show. I'm working on it. Oh, y'all just keep it locked. Because if I get Shawnee on here, or even Evelyn, you feel me, or even Royce, any of them, shoot, I'd love to get them on. But the one that I'm a little bit like, about is, hold up, her name is coming to me. Golly, Matt Barnes' fiance. What is her name? Oh, I got a blank spot, and I can't think of the girl's name. The one that was alleged, Gloria. I think it was Gloria. That might be it. She's something else. She does seem like she's a little naive. I agree with Shawnee on that. As far as her thinking that her man is perfect and that he won't mess up. I'm not saying all men that are cheat, but I don't know. He just kind of seemed a little bit too uncomfortable when the girls were talking about cheating. But anyway, so to say, NBA team, Miami Heat, is blackballing VH1's Basketball Wives by not allowing their players or their wives to appear on the show. Cast member Susie Ketchum says the entire NBA league may block players and wives from appearing on the show, which is why most of the current cast are either divorcees or ex-girlfriends of ball players, because the players already disapprove of their mates for participating. Ketchum says Eric Williams and Matt Barnes are livid about the show and about their roles that their wives, Jennifer and Gloria, okay, so that must have been her name, have in it. And most of the NBA hate the show. Ain't that something else? What does that have to do with them? Why do you hate it so bad? Are they exposing something that y'all trying to hide? What's going on? Anyway, it's alleged that a spinoff is going to take place called Football Wives. So I think that's interesting. She's not just focusing primarily on, basketball. You know what I'm saying? She's going to do a little bit of everything. But I thought about that. I said, how is she calling this show Basketball Wives when only one of them, well, including herself, two, are married? Actually, she's getting ready to be a divorcee, so one. And that one seemed like she don't even want to really be in her relationship with her man. So, I don't know, but why is NBA blackballing and saying they can't do this and can't do that? That's ridiculous. That's just doing way too much. You know what I'm saying? That's their personal life, their personal time. Why should it even matter? You know what I'm saying? Sad. But, hey, I think it's great that Shawnee is actually, you know, doing something that she believes is helping other women. You know, it's probably other basketball wives that are going through something similar, and now they see that they're not by themselves. So, hey. But, yes, now, also, too, I wanted to get into this a little bit. I don't know if many of you are aware that Terrence Howard has landed a role as Nelson Mandela in the movie Winnie, alongside Jennifer Hudson, who will play Winnie. Now, the two play man and wife in the movie documenting Winnie Mandela's life. Jennifer Hudson received quite the backlash when members of Creative Workers Union of South Africa insisted local actors should have been cast as the lead characters, being important to the country's history. I mean, heck, it's just acting. Why do they have to come from Africa? If you acting, isn't that a part of Africa? You know, acting like you from there? Anywho, 4 minutes remaining. It's also been reported that Queen Latifah and her long-term alleged fiancé, who was her physical trainer, have broke up. I believe they were engaged, and they stated that, I don't know if Queen Latifah came out of the closet or if the fiancé came out of the closet, but one of them came out and admitted that, yes, because I remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, a few years back it was questioned that, you know, her sexuality, what was she? And she came out and told them, look, that is none of y'all business. That has nothing to do with my professional, you know, life. So y'all stay out of my business. Now, me, being the woman that I am, I kind of feel like if you can't answer it, does that mean yes? You know, are you kind of like non-directly answering the question? But she's absolutely right. What she does, in her personal life is exactly that. That is her private life. And she doesn't have to disclose that to anyone. But anyway, VH1 teams with Queen Latifah for a sitcom. And the script series tied Single Ladies starring Lisa Ray, Stacey Dash, and Lauren London. As previously mentioned, VH1 is aiming to change the direction of their programming. And the new series revolves the romantic relationship of three friends. Lisa Ray plays Spunky, a video vixen. Stacey, a stylist who recently became single. And Lauren, a younger, semi-shy character married to an NBA player. Lisa Ray tells sources when Girlfriends went off the air, there was nothing to relate to. Filming and rehearsals began this past week in Atlanta. So, good for you. Well, I believe that's all that we have for tonight. And, you know, I just want to say that I am just so honored. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Please continue to lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorite so that you can be alarm when we have up-and-coming shows. Next Thursday, we'll be back at it. It'll be normal time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check us out at brownsugarradio.com. Lock me in your Facebook, Brown Sugar Radio Show on Facebook. And Twitter is Brown Sugar Radio, S-U-G-A. Remember, Brown Sugar Radio. And MySpace is Brown Sugar in Vegas. So, or you can go to my homepage and just click on the links. That's the easiest thing to do. All right, well, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show.
On internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews,
and gossip.
Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time, so I can get a sensual seduction.